AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business and Edge, your small business problem solver, helping you with your small business and professional development needs. You can follow me on Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, Facebook, Business on the Edge, and our Facebook group for women on the edge, Women in Business. So you can email me there. So that's On the Edge, Women in Business. I know that was a lot. That's our new Facebook group for women to connect. And you can go to that page and request admittance in that page. And once you do, you can post your events, your products, your services, you know, things that will connect you with other women and what you're doing as well. We always like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership around the globe. We work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your professional development and small business growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. That is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. That is a very good, great quote for what we're going to be talking about tonight. And keep that in mind in terms of where you stand and how you respond to challenging situations, things that will push you into a place of transition. What are you doing and what type of stance do you take in that? So my On the Edge Power question tonight is your business model working the way you want it to work? Is it working for you? Is your professional model working for you? I like to think that we not only need to consider our business model, but we need to consider our professional career model and whether or not it's working for us. Is it allowing us to go to the new levels? Is it allowing us, are we servicing the way that we need to service? Are you monetizing your professional career the way that you need to, so it creates the sustainability that you need in your life? And the business model is really the same concept, and we'll get into that. I wanted to share a little bit of something. You know, every week I kind of like to share a little bit of news, and this news is really local news. So wherever you're at on the planet, this is really Bay Area news in a specific region. We call it, Alameda County, Santa Clara County. And so we have this run for assembly members. So we're going to have a new assembly member representative in December 2014. And so I had an opportunity to go yesterday to an event where there was this kind of question answer meeting the candidates. And so there's four candidates, and it was interesting because I've never had an opportunity to really go to a political, it wasn't really a debate, but question answers, the public, the community is asking questions and the candidates, and you really get a feel for whether or not, one, candidates know what the heck they're talking about. And all I can say is that we had four candidates, and two for sure are qualified. The other two, I appreciate their resolve to take on such a position of wanting to serve their community. But clearly, they're really not qualified for the position, and they would probably be a little bit out of their league, and I will not say their names. But we may have all of the candidates on the show, split them up and bring them on. We have had one, Councilmember Canton Chu, so you may remember that we brought him on in December, and so he talked a little bit about he running for assembly member, and I admit I favor Canton Chu. You know, I know. Keep your political, you know, stuff in your pocket. I'm just pretty much WYSIWYG. What you get, what you see is what you get. And I like Councilmember Chu just because he's very touchable in terms of small businesses. You'll find him out. Like our assembly member right now, Bob Wachowski, great guy. You can meet him. I was at an event at Tesla, and he's just like the guy next door, you know. And those, and you feel like they're touchable. And so when you start climbing the political ladder, I just like to say that I think that our leaders can become a little bit out of touch with what's going on with the actual real community member, whether it's small businesses or community, you know, the people in the community. I think they can get desensitized to some degree. So anyway, it was very interesting. So I just wanted to share that if you have an opportunity to participate in things like that in your community, it is a really good thing to go out and have your voice and have your say, because when it comes down to vote, and I've done this, I'm guilty of this, and I hate to admit it on air, but what you see is what you get. I vote, I got Ruth in the studio with me. I vote from home.
Yeah, absentee ballot.
Absentee ballot, right. Thank you. I need some help tonight. And so I always have my political papers out and all of this, and I will read through and see what, you know, they agree or oppose and all of that. But this was so much better than having to really go through all of that and listen to their delivery on what, you know, on small business, for example, or education. So your business, your jobs, your future, definitely those who are serving your community impacts your world. So get involved with that. And that's my soapbox speech for you tonight. So I'm going to bring Ruth in. We're going to talk about business models. Business models are really interesting to me because it's not your business plan. Business models is really the life support of your business. So how do you get your business to outperform others in your industry? Or how do you get your business model to perform? You know, because everyone has a business model, whether or not as a small business owner, whether or not you really looked at that, it's there. Whether or not it's strong is another thing. Whether or not it's superior is another thing. So like I said, it's not a plan, but in your business plan, there's components of the business model in the plan. And then you want to, what does a business model do? Make money, professional, you know, model, business model. So Ruth Vanderstein. You're like, well, who's Ruth? Well, if you listen to the show, you know that Ruth has been on, like, I quit counting the number of times Ruth's come on the show. Ruth is a financial education services. She's like a financial guru for the little guy. She's the one getting your tail out of financial hot water, if you will. She's the one that is thinking about you when the credit cards just cannot. They're hating on you. You're getting those hate phone calls, and you get the hate emails and the hate, you know, regular mail. Ruth is the one that you want on your side. And so, Ruth, you know, we've talked about the financial aspects, the things that, you know, credit repair, and now you're doing financial education services to help people, you know, really do it on their own. And you're really having some successes with this. But your business model, we've known each other, what now, 3 years or so?
At least 3 or 4 years.
Okay. So that model has continued to evolve and transition. And so I want you to share a little bit before we go to break on some of those experiences, those early days. You know, I want to encourage people that are out there with, don't get discouraged, but it's a process, right?
It's definitely a process. You don't want to quit. There's been many days that I think maybe this isn't the business I should be in, but you wake up, you just keep moving forward because it's going to work out for you. Margaret's helped me out a lot on coaching and helping me move forward. And as she says, as everybody's zigging, you got to zag. So she helps point that out, and we're able to move forward. And we're still in business. We're doing good. And hopefully we'll do a lot better in the future.
And you know, I appreciate your kind words, Ruth. Ruth has helped so many people. I'm so impressed with some of the things that she has done in terms of working with you know, those that come to you. But Ruth, let me say this. Okay, so let's define a business model for those that know. We have a great audience. They're astute. But when you're starting a business, what's interesting, this is what's so hilarious, is that people who work in a job, employment, and I think that there's this misconception that I can start a business, it's going to work because I've done, you know, I've worked at an employee at this great company and I know what I'm doing. But that doesn't make your business work, does it?
No. I ran a company. I was a president of a company for 25 years. I was fortunate where I got to work 8 to 5 and go home. As a business owner, you have to figure you're going to work about 12 hours. You don't watch TV. If you're watching TV, there's something you better be doing to build your business. So you have to get out and network. You have to meet people. You have to do presentations. But you cannot sit at home and watch TV and have your business become successful.
I love that because over the holidays, I watched like 30 hours of Scandal. I'm like a Scandal fanatic. I'm waiting for Scandal to. I think the next season starts in February. So, but Ruth is absolutely correct. I work somewhere daily about 12 to somewhere between 12 and 16 hours a day. Mm-hmm. I try to keep it under 14 because when I hit the 14 hour mark, my what you see is what you get is not a nice what you see is what.
Exactly. If I'm not working 12 hours, I don't feel like I'm giving enough.
Right, because you're constantly going. So a business model really in a nutshell is how you're making your money. It's your product service, it's your how are you monetizing that and sustainability. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We have about 2 minutes, 1 minute before we go to break here. And so in a nutshell, so we've got the business model, how you make money, how you compete, plan, acquire customers and service them. Small business owners, like I said, may not consider the value of this. So I could do a training class, Ruth, and it could be, maybe we'll do a webinar and says, you know, building a better business model, let's just say, and for small businesses. And we may not get any registrations or a small amount because they don't value this. Now, I could say, get creative funding for your business, and then you have all of these signups. But the problem is that you can get funding, and you have a business model that it doesn't work, and it's not going to help, right? So we're going to go to break here. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW. Oh, yes, it's late tonight, and the
feeling's right. Oh, yes, it's late. Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're talking about superior business models, you know, or a superior professional model in your business, in your profession, in your career. I have a brand new, squeaky clean new friend. Is it squeaky clean or, you know, just brand new? And on my way to do the show tonight, I got an invitation to stop in at Unitech College in Fremont, California to meet a very, very unique person of Unitech. I don't want to give you too much information. I want him to share a little bit about who he is. Nav Baha, Chief Operating Officer at Unitech College, Executive Vice President. So just awesome. And he shared a story with me, and he got all into my show business stuff. And I said, you have my tonight topic. I said, so you have to, can you come on the show tonight? Just tell us this story that, in terms of some transitions that went on for them to become such a force as a college. So, Nav, how are you tonight?
Having me on the show, Margaret.
Absolutely, I am so glad to have you here on the show. And so, really, we've known each other now for about Let's see, 4, 5, 6, 2.5 hours almost.
That's right.
So, and you had no idea that when you got up this morning that you were going to be live on a talk show. You're worldwide right now on KDOW, so we're excited about that. Nav, you shared a story with me that just fell right into my show tonight. And so can you tell us, and we have about 5 minutes, so share this story. And if we can't complete it in this segment, we'll have you complete it at the top of the next segment. But this is so fascinating. And those that are in business, entrepreneurs, this should really inspire what you're trying to do. So I'm going to let you take it from there.
Absolutely. Well, as Margaret mentioned, I work for Unitech, and we went through a gut-wrenching 3 U-turns of our business model within a less than 2-year time frame, some of it driven by the economy and some of it driven by a critical event that all of you know about. And so I'm going to tell you my story. So in the year 2000, at the beginning of the year 2000, Unitech was a consulting company, technology consulting. We had a who's who of the San Francisco Bay Area as our clients. All of the tech companies were our clients. And we had over 150 consultants, over $20 million in revenue, very profitable. And then the dot-com bust happened, and in 18 months, that $20 million went to zero. And so in that time frame, we had to adapt. So we had a very tiny IT or technology training division. And so we said, okay, let's move all of these consultants over to that technology training division and start doing more training. And so it worked for a while, but then budget cuts happened. And so training also started getting cut along with the consulting piece. And so I ended up with having all these wonderful consultants and all this great knowledge and no students. I had 2 students in every single class, and I needed 4 or 5 students to break even and to make the classes work. And then I realized that all across the United States, training centers were cutting classes because they had the exact same problem that I was having, because it was a nationwide problem, it was a nationwide recession. And so I said, well, what happens to all those students in Wisconsin and in Chicago and in New York that are getting canceled classes? I'm guessing that they go to the web, to this brand new search engine called Google, and they're searching for that class. And what if I use Google and I give them free airfare and free hotel and free meals and free shuttle from the airport and to the airport, and I bundle that into the tuition. So they're paying the same exact amount that they were paying over there, but I'm giving them all of these things included in their tuition, which essentially came out to a 25% discount for me, and I fly them to the San Francisco Bay Area and teach the class here. So I'm going to go national and start basically pulling people in. Training, as you know, is typically a local activity, so you tend to have people from a 30-mile radius. And so we tried that, and it worked phenomenally well. So all of a sudden, I went from canceling classes because I had 2 students to having an average of 14 or 15 students in class. Not only did revenue spike like crazy, but profit spiked. Even though I was giving discounts to every single student, 25%, I had massive increases in my gross margins. So this is at the very beginning of 2001, and the next 9.5 months were fantastic. Revenue was going through the roof. I was hiring people left and right. I couldn't cope with demand until one day all of it fell apart again.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there because it's getting good. We got about 30 seconds. We're going to go to a break because I don't want to go to the break on what you're going to tell them that happened next. So we're going to go to a break. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader. Welcome back to Business on the Edge. I know I was on the edge of my seat as well with Nav's story. And so without further ado, Nav, I'm going to let you begin to share the rest of your story. So if you can pick up towards the end of your story and then lead us back into it.
Absolutely. So as I was saying, the first 9 months of 2001 were fantastic. Business was great. This was a new, brand new business model going national with IT training. And I came into the office on September 11th, and I saw on the TV that the World Trade Center was on fire. And you know, everything just changed for us in one day. Remember that 90% of our students were flying in. And after we got over our initial shock, we started calling our customers to cancel classes. And a few hours later, we started getting calls from customers for future weeks canceling classes. Pretty soon, in a matter of weeks, we had no customers left. Nobody would want to fly. Nobody wanted to fly 6 hours or 7 hours. People weren't sure. Their spouses were not letting them. There was so much paranoia. So we go into a conference room and say, wait a minute, we have no business left, and we need to reinvent our business. Mm-hmm. And so we started talking about, what do we want to do? Oh, we want to still be in education. Okay, what area? Well, technology is going to be hit really, really hard by this terrorist attack. Let's go to a sector that's more stable. People will look for stability. So we said, let's try healthcare. And what do we know about healthcare? Nothing. We were a bunch of technologists. But we said, hey, we're good at driving business. We'll find people that are good at healthcare and bring them in and let them run our programs. So we basically went back, looked at the marketplace and said, we're going to do B2C programs instead of B2B. They're going to be a year long.
Right.
And we started down that path. It was gut-wrenching, but it was also an enormous amount of fun reinventing our company for the second time within an 18-month time frame.
Right.
And, you know, the story ended really happily on the IT training portion. That company is now 3 or 4 times larger because eventually people got over their phobia. But in the meantime, we built Unitech College into an accredited degree-granting institution.
Awesome.
That now has 150 full-time employees, very highly profitable. And in fact, that company is larger than the IT training company that we were running back in 2001. So we went through this evolution process, one forced by the market, by the dot-com bust, and the second one forced upon us by a catastrophic event. And both of those led to much larger companies, many more employees, and much more profit. So you really have to adapt, and you have to do it in real time.
Absolutely. And do you have? Can we give him a hand clap? Give Unitech College a hand clap. Bring it in for me, because that is phenomenal. And the bottom line is these are some of the things that I talk to our in our training classes when we're talking to students. What I'm talking about on the air, you have to be flexible. You have to watch the market. You have to watch your industry. You have to pay attention. For example, when the housing market burst, that impacted. Who knew that it was going to have the ripple effect that it had on the entire, not just nationally, but globally. And so companies that we thought were going to be around forever just started folding up. So it is important, imperative to your business for you to be flexible and to be willing to do like Unitech College, the NAVS, and say, okay, we need to go back to the drawing board. And a great entrepreneur always has a whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
Always has
Absolutely.
A whiteboard. So I appreciate you calling in tonight. We're going to have NAV and Unitech College back. Is it next week we're having you in? We have you coming back in the next, either next Friday or the following Friday. We'll get that information. We'll have it on our Facebook page, and I'll try to get it for you before the end of the show so you can tune back in, because he is very, very interesting to listen to. NAV, thank you. Have a good evening, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you so much.
AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Are you on the edge of your seat tonight? I am so far on the edge of my seat, I'm probably going to fall off. This has been exciting. We, and if you haven't noticed, Business on the Edge has made some adjustments to even our show format and how we want to talk about things. And we are very interested in your success. We're interested in your professional success. We're interested in your small business venture, startup success, entrepreneurial visionary successes. We're interested. We also have Coach Ida Hardy with Ida Hardy Inspirational Coaching, who's also transitioning her business model. She's going to be coming on to Business on the Edge as an affiliated trainer. So we're excited about that. We have affiliated trainers with Business on the Edge. Just similar to what you heard with Unitech College, you're getting people to train and teach in areas that is their sweet spot. And so we've got also Ruth Vanderstein. Ruth Vanderstein is also, by the way, an affiliated trainer for Business on the Edge. So in the area of finance and credit and getting getting money, funding, right, for small businesses, like credit up to, like, you know, well, minimum $50,000.
$50,000 in 6 to 12 months. But, you know, the main thing with credit is we really help people get out of debt, settle those debts so you can move forward.
Right. Absolutely. So let me give you here's the thing. Let me get to some of this business model stuff. So this, your business model and being able to transition that and understanding, again, how to make money, compete with your customers, plan, acquire, attract customers. And you heard with Unitech how they were attracting customers. Where do we get the customers? And you can wear out also a region if you're not careful, you know, in terms of what you're trying to do. So you try to figure out, you know, what's the proven business model? What's the proven business model? And so I put down some of my favorites, if you will. Like, okay, Toyota's business model is lean manufacturing, right? To produce a great car with lower costs. And I happen to have a Toyota, and it has lasted me many, many, many years. I love it. It looks fantastic still. I keep my cars up well. So what about Walmart? Walmart, Fortune 1 company, low purchasing, low operation costs. These are their models. These are their business models that really has set them apart from other businesses. Now, I have to say this. I have a favorite out of all of these guys. It's Virgin American. You know, Virgin America Airlines is like, oh my gosh, Sir Richard Charles Nicholas Branson. Let me tell you, you know, you have to have something, you know, like McDonald's has its secret sauce, right? You got Burger King, you can have it your way. Huffington Post is an internet-only news outlet. You got all of these different, but, you know, Virgin America has this kind of this luxury, cool, you know, feeling when you fly. I mean, I don't think that there's a bad seat on the airplane. And so I'm looking at Virgin Airlines site right now. And this is what it says. This is so cool. You know, Virgin America, this is their model. This is what they want, flying good again. And when I fly, I do my best to fly Virgin American, and I'll be glad when they fly in all of the states in the United States. They don't yet, but with brand new planes, attractive fares, top-notch service, and a host of fun, innovative amenities that are reinventing domestic air travel. Fleet-wide, in-flight, internet, mood-lit cabins. I love that. You feel like you're in a little cocoon. Custom-designed leather seats, power outlets, and a video touchscreen at every seat back, offering guests on-demand menus and countless entertainment options. The Virgin America experience is unlike anything else in the skies. And I'm going to tell you, that is it in a nutshell. It's really kind of cool. This is their business model. I fly with them because the experience is, it's affordable. And if you fly business class, I about lost my mind. I'm like, what? It's free. Ooh, okay, so give me the cookies. The movies are free. You know, you have more room. And so it's absolutely fantastic. So your business model, you want to really look at what is your differentiator. What is setting you apart? What makes you radically different? And you go radical, go zagging in terms of what you're doing. Like Ruth, you know, so your experience, and I want to bring, can we bring Coach Ida Hardy in? Coach Ida, how are you tonight?
I'm doing wonderful, Coach Margaret. How are you?
I'm doing great. So we had an intense meeting today. We met for about 3 hours. I got Ruth in the studio with me, and so all of us are talking about this, the business models, and really positioning for 2014. This new sleek look, because we're trainers for our customers, and so you're excited about the new transitions that you're making with your business model. So tell us a little bit about how you're feeling about that.
Well, I deal with a lot of clients who are having a lot of problems in the job place. And, of course, the number one thing for companies would like for all of the employees to be able to come together more like a team so that they can work together for the betterment of building the total company.
Sure.
But people have to realize that sometimes if they haven't found a happy balance in their own personal lives, because believe it or not, that's many times the contributing factor as to why there's so much conflict in the workplace, because a lot of people are loaded down, actually on overload, in personal issues like parenting and marriage and family and all kinds of losses and grief, all kinds of personal things emotionally. And so therefore, they can't really function and bring something really powerful into the job place to make things better, because they haven't acknowledged yet that they really themselves are on overload.
Right, and so I'm going to interject right here. So some of the things, and we talked about some of what you're talking about over our meeting today, and so we got about 1 minute before we need to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to bring Ruth back, and I know she's been so patient with us, we're going to have to bring her back on. But these training classes, like what you're talking about, the workplace conflict, and being able to bring these sorts of solutions to the average guy who maybe it's not as affordable because of maybe that hourly coaching rate. And so this is what Coach Ida Hardy is bringing to the table. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back in this business model transition and change. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. Are we out there? Okay, great, 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 fantastic, fantastic here. I need a little bit more volume in my headset. I couldn't hear, so I didn't think I was on out there. So this show has went just extremely fast, extremely fast. So let me give you some information. We have an event coming up next Wednesday, I believe, the 22nd. I think that's Wednesday or Thursday. And we are having Celebrate 2014 Women in Business. You know, we celebrate things at the end of the year. I want to celebrate women at the beginning of the year, celebrating 2014 women in business, career professionals, entrepreneurs, wherever you are. If you're a woman, you're invited.
Wednesday.
So if you're a woman, you're invited. And there's a nominal cover charge for this. It's dinner with me, $15. We're going to have it at our at a conference room in Milpitas. So if you want to register for this, go to my website, www.businessontheedge.biz. Go to the training section and click there, and it'll take you to the Eventbrite link for you to register. And so there's some tickets left. Get in while you can, because they're going to go fast, because this is not a huge audience. We're trying to keep it kind of modest. But I'm going to share my vision for what we're going to do, how we're going to help women in 2014. We're excited about that, and their business needs and their professional needs and their growth and exciting motivational coaching training. And I'm going to do a little bit of the creative funding for your small business needs. This was our most recent webinar, which was fantastic. And also, you're going to win an opportunity to pitch your business right here on Business on the Edge. 5 minutes on the show. You must be a viable, you must be a real company. So make sure that all of that stuff is lined up. So we're going to do a lot of things. We're going to have dinner, Italian cuisine. So come out for $15, invest in your future. Come have dinner with me. Let's talk a little bit. Let's get to know each other so we can celebrate you, women. 2014, we are going to the next level. This is our season. This is our time. They're going to, Katy Perry, you know, hear us roar. I love that. So now, Ruth, can you give us your website, how people can connect with you if you have some financial areas that you need corrected credit repair?
Credit repair, debt settlement, business credit. I can help you pay your home off in 10 years or less.
Awesome.
There's a great software program for that. But you can reach us at www.fesexperts.com. So Frank Edward Sam Experts.com. My number is 888-977-1222.
And so now the corporations are bringing you in to do these trainings, $99 per session?
I do classes for $99 and teach you how to fix your credit, give you the laws and the letters. But if you go through our nonprofits I'm connected to, like Unity Council in Oakland, you can get it done for $49.
Absolutely.
The same class that I teach for $99
on my own. Fantastic, fantastic. IdaHardy.com if you need coaching. Ida Hardy, again, her business model is changing, and some of the things that you got to hear her talk about in terms of what she shares with corporations and with professionals, you know, like workplace conflict and other things that we need to resolve in our personal lives to be more productive at work. She's doing that and going to be accessible, affordable, affiliated with Business on the Edge. So connect with her at IdaHardy.com. Fantastic. I would like to get back to her, but we just have 1 minute left in the show. Unitech.com. Unitech, fantastic. Thank you for coming on. That was absolutely fantastic. UnitechCollege.edu and BusinessOnTheEdge.biz. Connect with us. Ladies, celebrating you, 2014 Women in Business. Come out, have dinner with me, and let me know what you're doing. And let me talk to you about what we're going to do to help you be an awesome woman. So thank you for tuning in tonight. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.